Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee of the WYPR reporting staff. John, you've sat in recently on an interesting conversation about the stormwater abatement tax, the so-called rain tax, mm-hmm. in Baltimore County. The council talked about it. And what are they doing? What do they want to do out there?
Well, the council decided to roll back the tax by a third. This is a proposal from the county executive, Kevin Kamenetz, sprung directly from the election and hearing from constituents who weren't happy with it. So that was the proposal before council. But then a new councilman, Republican Todd Crandall, proposed a one-penny a property tax, in essence, really getting rid of the stormwater management fee. And so they debated that and the pros and cons. And again, it was sort of like a microcosm of the debate we've been hearing for months.
Did anybody talk about the importance of controlling this runoff?
Oh, absolutely. They certainly said that we've had millions of dollars in projects here in Baltimore County. They're now being funded. We're making real headway in getting rid of some of the contaminants, the stormwater that's been pouring into the Chesapeake Bay, so it's been a good thing. And another interesting argument against the councilman's amendment was a very practical one, which is that, okay, if we pass this amendment and we send it to the county executive, County Executive Kamenetz has already made it clear he will veto it. And so at the end of the day, if he does that, then there's no rollback of the so-called rain tax because the one-third proposal has been done away with as well. So in the end, they voted down the amendment and they passed the stormwater management fee rollback of a third.
Do you think that there's any guidance or can we take from this what other counties may do?
Well, it's been interesting. A lot of counties are doing different things. What Councilman Crandall proposed is something that Frederick County has actually done, and to take it to a penny a property. And that way you stay within the letter of the law because the 10 largest jurisdictions in the state of Maryland have to have this fee in place. And so you've got that going on. You've also had like Harford County, which has voted for an out-and-out repeal. There's been some question about that. So in the end, the legislature is going to have to make some sort of decisions on that. And Baltimore County Council made it very clear it's going to wait to hear what the legislature has to say. It may come back and revisit it.
Well, John, I think this may be an issue that will be with us yet again. So we'll come and talk to you some more. Thanks.
You're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.